ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the fifth supplication of this prayer manual, and that is the supplication of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam for himself and for those under his guardianship. We were discussing verse number 10, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam discusses various things as he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him sufficient from the different circumstances. He says, وَقْفِنَا حَدَّ نَوَائِبِ الزَّمَانِ, and suffice us from the severity of the intense calamities of time, وَشَرَّ مَصَائِدِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and the evil of the snares of shaitan, وَمَرَارَةَ صَوْلَةِ السُّلْطَانِ, and the bitterness of the attack of the sovereign. We talked about this in detail. One point remains which is worthy of consideration, and that is that if you think over what Imam has just prayed or supplicated, you come to realize that the human being in this world faces different kinds of challenges. In fact, the best expression that we can use for a human being is that he is always at war. This outer physical war should transport us to the real war that transpires within ourselves. Just imagine all these wars that have taken place, all these battles where some human beings kill other human beings and torture them and so on. All these from the history of the human beings. You come to realize that the source of this is an inner war that they have already fought. Now it depends whether they have won that war or they have lost in that war. If they have lost in that war is when they start butchering people, trying to, you know, plunder them, trying to torture them, kill them, and, you know, ward them off from their own homes and so on. As the history tells us, how some wicked Jews would, you know, try to drive away people from their homes. And what is happening today also in Israel, if you go and see, how you find that innocent Palestinians are being driven away from their homes. All this zulm that they are doing from in the outer world, an outer war that you see, is preceded by an inner war within themselves. It is because they have lost in that inner war is what they can, is why they can do all these atrocities and all that we see.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua,
and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Now, in this verse, Imam says that, and suffice us from the severity of the intense calamities of time. This is where the nafs comes into the fore. We must understand that the human soul is challenged in some circumstances of his life. So he must be very powerful. He must control himself. He must fight against his lower self and make himself steadfast in the way of the truth. And therefore, this is one of the challenges that he comes across, that whatever his nafs, his lower self wants him to do, if a person is intelligent, he would not give this lower self whatever it wants. He would fight against these base inclinations and he would be steadfast in this way. This is one way of fighting that the human beings do. Usually you'll find there are some people who become very powerful and elevated through this very war against the nafs. Which is, you see, the nafs is in with you always. It is inviting you towards evil, for example, towards sin and all that, before even shaitan comes and starts insinuating. So one of the wars that the human being has to, for example, undergo in his life is this war against the self, battling the self, the lower self of the human being, which is so near to the person. That, you know, he doesn't need an exterior enemy or an external enemy. He doesn't need shaitan to come and insinuate in him. Obviously, that comes in the second stage. So one of the wars that the human being has to face is this, where if a person is not careful, he can be actually defeated in this war and his future would not be proper. So from here you come to know that when Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, وَقْفِنَا حَدَّ نَوَائِبِ الزَّمَانِ, these calamities and afflictions are actually related to the nafs. If the human being cannot fight his nafs, then you'll find that he will really suffer in life. Inshallah, we'll look at the other two kinds of wars that are being alluded to here, that the human being has to fight other than the external war that we see. Inshallah, we will discuss this in our next episode. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. 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 Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.